Our text for this third Sunday in Advent is from Matthew chapter 11. These words, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" So our text. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this question of John the Baptist delivered by his disciples, this question asked to Jesus, this question of the disciples of John, it's the same question, that generation after generation after generation of people have asked of Jesus. Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another? And indeed, it is the question, therefore, of this generation as well. That is, of people today, the question of Jesus. Are you the one who is to come, Jesus? Or should we look for another? Now, that being said, it's not like the people of today are clamoring after Jesus. But they are looking. They're looking for the one, people nowadays. They are looking for the one who they can admire, the one who they can trust, the one in whom they can believe and in whom they can hope, the one who they can follow. The singer, Taylor Swift, for example. So many people scrambled to get tickets to her concert series a week or so ago that the system selling the tickets on the internet crashed. And that crash became international news. Why did that happen? Why? Well, Taylor Swift has lots and lots and lots of followers. In fact, 91 million people, 91 million people follow Taylor Swift on Twitter. 91 million people. That's more people than the entire population of any one European country. In fact, only 15 countries in the world, 15 of 195, have larger populations than the Republic of Taylor. Impressive. Impressive. But over 100 million people follow Barack Obama and Elon Musk and Justin Bieber and Katy Perry and Rihanna, and the soccer player Cristiano Ronaldo. So obviously people are looking for someone to follow. People are looking for the one, someone to inspire them, someone to help them, someone to encourage them, and somehow benefit them. Are you the one who is to come? Or should we look for another? It's what John the Baptist asked Jesus. But that doesn't seem to be the question exactly that the world is asking of Jesus in particular today. Christianity? Is the world asking the question of Christianity? Does the world wonder if it should follow Christianity? Yes. But more and more and more people are thinking, well, Christianity was responsible for the Crusades, and Christianity looked the other way when it came to slavery in the South, and Christianity did nothing when it came to the Holocaust and the environment and a whole host of ills in the world, so we want nothing to do with Christianity. But this question of the disciples of John wasn't asked of Christianity. It was asked of Christ. Well, the church, so the world. We've looked into the church to see if we should follow it, and well, Well, the church has one scandal after another. If it isn't the issue of the priest in the Roman Catholic Church, it's the recent cover-up of horrific behavior among the Baptists. It's those prosperity gospel preachers bilking people out of millions, and what appears like nothing but bigotry being preached from the pulpit by a bunch of old white guys like you, Pastor. We want nothing to do with the church. But the question asked by the disciple of John the Baptist was not being asked to the church, but to Jesus. To Jesus. So does the world wish to follow Jesus then? Well, to tell you the truth, so the world, to tell you the truth, we actually don't know much about Jesus. We mean, who was he? What was he? What did he do? Well, here's the answer that Jesus gave to John the Baptist. Here's the answer that Jesus gives to us. He caused blind people to see. That is, he restored their sight. He caused the lame to walk again. Jesus cleansed the lepers of their leprosy. And he caused those who are deaf to hear once again. Jesus even raised those who were dead back to life. All of these things Jesus did. Jesus. Jesus the Christ. Beefs with Christianity, there can be plenty. Problems with the church, of course, but Jesus? Jesus Christ himself? Here, just like the disciples of John the Baptist, we yet today have to set aside, everything we think we want from someone we would follow, someone like a politician who we think can fix everything, or an athlete that will come through in the clutch, or a singer who with his or her song seems to reflect exactly our life experience. Here we must set aside our desires of what we want, the one we think we should follow or to be or do, and instead take in what it is Jesus actually did. He gave sight to the blind. He caused the lame to walk, lepers to be cleansed, the deaf to hear, and even raise the dead back to life. But Christianity, you may respond, what about Christianity? What about what Christianity has done in the past? I don't want to be a part of that. Okay. Be a part of Jesus then. The church. The church. I want nothing to do with the church. Only problems there. Okay. Have something to do with Jesus. For how can you who are looking for the one to follow, how can you walk away from Jesus? How can you do that? For while the powerful, the movers and shakers in this world have all sorts of worldly power and influence, not one time, has Barack Obama, Elon Musk, Justin Bieber, Katy Perry, Rihanna, Cristiano Ronaldo, or even Taylor Swift, with their hundreds of millions of followers, given sight to the blind, or caused the lame to walk, or cleansed even one leper, caused the deaf to hear, and certainly never raised any dead people back to life. No, not once. The thing is, for those who become followers of Jesus, who believe in him as the one that they can admire, the one that they can trust in and believe in and hope in, they too, they'll be raised from the dead. They will hear perfectly. They will see perfectly. They'll walk without impediment and live without any disease afflicting them, and will do so forever. For this is what Jesus does for all of his followers. That's what he does for all those who follow him. For when Jesus returns visibly on the last day to gather together all of his followers, every last one of them, they will all experience the things that the people in Galilee who Jesus healed 2,000 years ago experienced. Why? Why will they experience them? Because Jesus himself created us. Jesus himself, he knows us. Jesus understands us. And Jesus wants us, his followers, to be with him and live with him forever. In other words, Jesus is much more interested in us, in each and every one of us personally, than any of the powerful and mighty of this world will ever be. That's why when Jesus appeared on earth, he didn't appear writing and singing songs. And Jesus also did not appear and rise to power politically, becoming the leader of the most powerful country in the world. Jesus didn't use his intellectual savvy to revolutionize space travel and the production of electric cars. And of course, Jesus did not spend his time learning how to control a soccer ball with his feet better than anyone else in the world. No. Again, Jesus caused the blind to see. And Jesus made the lame to walk once again. Jesus cleansed lepers of their leprosy, caused those who are deaf to hear, and he even raised the dead back to life. That is, Jesus healed, and Jesus restored, and Jesus renewed his followers to the way they should be, and the way they should be able to live. And he continues to do the same today. Now, how? How does Jesus do that? With words, with sentences, even with paragraphs. No, not with tweets, little snippets of ideas that the millions of followers of the high and mighty can't wait to read. The words of Jesus, his sentences, his paragraphs, they're found in the Bible. They're found in the Bible, specifically in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Yes, the rest of the books of the Bible, they're all about Jesus, but in the Gospels, in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we find the words of Jesus. And in some Bibles, those words are even in red. So to be a follower of Jesus, what do? We read the words of Jesus. We read what he said. And there we discover the wonder that Jesus did all of what he did because he was indeed the one who is to come. He was and is the very Son of God, our Creator, who instead of appearing on earth like the high and the mighty, even of his day, with glory and pomp and security, Jesus appeared, our very Creator, appeared as one of us, as a little baby. As a little baby, so they could grow up among us and talk to us and understand us, not simply as God, but as one of us, as a human being. And unlike the high and mighty even of our day, and in order to restore all of his followers to perfection, Jesus offered himself as a sacrifice for us all. Jesus suffered for us. And he died for us, so that he could go through death for us and rise again to life for us and return to heaven for us, and send his Holy Spirit to us. Barack Obama, Elon Musk, Justin Bieber, Katy Perry, Rihanna, Cristiano Ronaldo, and even Taylor Swift, they're never, ever going to do any of that for any of their followers. And they couldn't, even if they wanted to, for they're merely human beings. But Jesus was more than a human being. Jesus was also God himself, God who created us, and so God who has an intense interest in our well-being and in our current life. What we're doing, how we're feeling, in other words, Jesus cares for us. Benefits of following Jesus, of reading his words daily, the forgiveness of sin. That is, God putting away our mistakes, our stupidities and idiocies, giving us a clean slate every single day. His mercies are new every morning. A clean conscience, a fresh hope. Then in the future, a capacity, a renewed capacity to love those around us, and then also a peace which is not dependent upon finding someone in the world whose tweets we need to follow. For best, what can they say to us that is of any lasting benefit? We need We need to follow Jesus. We can follow Jesus. We are allowed to follow Jesus, and Jesus himself wants us to follow him. Problems with Christianity? Well, much of Christianity is not Christ. Troubles with the church? Much of the church is not Christ. Here we can think of Judas. Judas, a disciple of Jesus, even an apostle of Jesus, and yet not ultimately a follower of Jesus. So let's not get confused here. Instead, let us simply, each and every one of us, become a follower of Jesus. And becoming a follower of Jesus, the rest will take care of itself. Amen. Now may the peace which passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. We rise and confess our Christian faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed.